as is required. That's just the way he is.
Is it because of the kind of digital format? Is it hard to produce that? I mean, he must be using an architectural firm that can do that.
So he...
So that part of it, I mean, that's not just one surveyor. We consistently don't get digital copies from people submitting plats. I think it's something that's been in our list of requirements, but it's not something we've like closely enforced, so people just don't do it.
It kind of falls back to that closure report. It's something we should have every time. As far as electronic versions, that's something that is more of a in-house for us, makes our life easier item rather than a this is a legal requirement kind of issue. However, it is in our code, so we have to have it on here. We just have consistently just looked at it as this is something that if we get the Mylar, we're going to do it based on the Mylar, and we'll go from there. So again, this is kind of a housekeeping issue. You've approved the preliminary with conditions. All of those conditions have been met. All of the notes that go along with the plat have all been appropriately put in there. The original Mylar copy is actually on the table if anybody wants to take a closer look at it. If anybody has any questions, let me know.
Thank you, Thomas. Commissioners, any questions, comments? Okay. I know I voted yes on this. I wasn't a big fan of it. I mentioned that before. But moving forward, I feel like, you know, this guy has proven that he, you know, can build a house, and he's contributed to help provide housing here in the community. So, you know, I'm a fan of the guy getting this place done and everything. But my concern, I just want to state again with this and us doing this, I feel like this is going to be kind of an experiment, seen in the years to come if there's issues with the driveway is really my main concern. And obviously, you know, now it's one property owner, but like I stated in the previous meetings, like, you know, the future, I'd hate to think that we would continue to make the lot so small, and a flagpole lot especially, where the easement is just so tight. So, I guess, like I said, I kind of feel like this is sort of an experiment, really, to see how this goes in the future. Personally, I'm would like to kind of see a steer away from not so much the flagpole lot idea, but just having such a tight access to the rear lot was really my main concern. So, anyways, but obviously, yeah, I'm gonna vote. You know, I'm gonna support this evening. We've already gone this far, so it's already done deal. But just wanted to state my two cents there. So.
Right. And just a reminder that the reason for the flagpole is because there's a 30, 40-foot cliff on the back side of the lot. So even though there is street frontage, it's not really...
It's not conducive.
It's not usable.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So this is kind of a unique situation.
We did a similar situation with one up on Haystack, too, when we approved the Henning deal there, but before Henning even had it, we approved it, and it was a similar situation where the road goes up the hill, and when you're looking down on a plat, you're like, oh, it's road frontage, you just put a driveway here. You're like, no, that's 40 feet above the property level. So, but hopefully there's not any issues that come from this. So anyway, anybody else got any questions, comments? Go ahead.
I do. When we hesitate about parking and stuff, and I brought this up a few times about Stormies down here, and we made the mistake. We let the we should have told them cars in the front and trucks in the back, because trucks are in the front And you can't even see the road coming up, you know, from people coming up from Ellyeska. Mm-hmm. So there's a few times we've almost got hit, and everybody says, who was the people on planning that okayed all this? And I kind of went, we did. They said, why can't you guys, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, downtown is obviously, you know, downtown and Stendroa Hill, we all know that parking is kind of an issue. But if I remember correctly, that one actually had more parking than some of the, you know, the lots that are down there. So,
but it's their vehicles stick out on the road.
Right.
What
right.
I'm complaining about.
I think that's a issue that.
That we really messed up on that one.
It's prevailing, but I think it too. I think the lack of the teeth and the, you know, unless the city is going to step up its game and go down there and start hounding people to pull their rigs completely off the road. And if we start doing that, then we're going to have to apply it across the board. And so I don't know if we're ready to start hounding that. Luckily, we don't get as much snow as we used to. Because I can tell you, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, it used to be a real problem because we had a lot more snow then. So I think we've been kind of blessed in recent years that it's not as big of an issue as it used to be. So, but I'm not disagreeing with you. Parking is, that's why we're trying to, you know, continue these people that are developing the lots, that we try to make sure they have ample parking, including this one here. It's in the conditions here. That you know, the container goes around back, so there would be enough parking, right? That was kind of why the condition was there, I think.
Right. So what you see here, this is a slightly older photo. There's now a set of stairs out in the front of the building here. But if you remember when we went through the preliminary process, there's two parking spaces that are going to be over here where the behind the building. That leaves two more parking spaces that are parallel out front, so that any of the front houses owners will be able to have their required parking. So that's four spaces for the duplex. The unit in the back is a single family home with a garage, and those conditions are inside the resolution and on the plat to, again, make sure that those parking, the parking is in the garage, the parking is on that property alone. And then there's the plat reminder for whoever owns either of these properties at any given point in time. Nobody can block each other out. It's going to be a civil matter if it does. They will initially make a complaint to the planning department. The planning department's going to turn around and tell them you need to work that out with your neighbor. Mm-hmm. That is, you have these rules that you need to follow. But that is as far as that's going to go. That's as far as the city is going to get involved, is to remind them that they need to play nice, and that's between the two neighbors.
Agreed. All right. Well, if there's no more questions or comments, all in favor of approving resolution... I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong page again here. Hold on. All in favor of approving resolution 2024-02, indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Resolution is approved. Thank you. All right, we've worked through all the items on tonight's agenda. There's no more questions or comments. We'll consider this meeting adjourned. 7:10 p.m. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thank you, everyone.